Now, so this is a video from 1989 of my colleague from NYU, Yann LeCun, who's very well known for the foundational research that he did in AI and machine learning. And so he was at Bell Labs at one point, and so he just took, put underneath a camera some handwritten digits, and the computer is like looking at the images and it's identifying those digits. And today this is very easy to take for granted, but in 1989 this was a big deal. And the idea was then you could start to roll these things out to either read the numbers on a check when you deposit into a machine, or to read the zip code on a post that you're sending. So instead of having humans reading that, you start being able to have automate that with machines that could do it. And that was like that was a really big deal. And Yann, so that was, started to work. And Yann had a vision that took, another, more than a decade to come to fruition, which goes under the name of deep learning. So this is like the next phase of this saga of machine learning and AI called deep learning. And I'm not going to go into too many details here, but the idea here is, in this example, and this is one of Yann's slides, is that you're giving as input some complicated data. In this case, the data is an image. Okay, so you give it a photograph, and your task is to try to say, basically, what's in the image? Is it a horse? No. Is it an airplane? No. Is it a car? Yes, right? So that's what I call a classification problem. And so one part of that machine learning, algorithm is over here on the right, this box, and so it's labeled as trainable classifier. So that's just, there's some machine learning AI something happening here. But the input to that were, you didn't give it the image directly, you would have some kind of hand-engineered, what's called feature extraction. So you would take this image, and then experts would think about, like, what are the important properties of images? And they would, look at how much yellow is in the image, some things that describe some shapes that are floating around, and somehow it would process the raw image into some other things that are called features. And then those features would then go into this classifier, and the classifier would try to say if it's a car or a horse or an airplane or something like that. Now, those kinds of systems work pretty well, but the bottleneck was basically how good are these features? So humans come up with good ideas, but maybe they're missing a lot of important information. And then as time went on, they started coming up with ways of learning sort of more features and more of like a staged approach. And the idea of deep learning was that you would stack many of these stages together, and you kind of take the human out of the picture. You would have this, the machine learning AI thing would figure out what are the important features at the lowest level, like textures on the grass or edges and things like that. Some mid-level features that are a little bit more complicated, and then some high-level features. And that's pretty abstract, so here's a visual example. So this is the same idea. These are actual real examples from the time. So these little patches are things that are, you can kind of tell that these are like edges. Basically, it's looking for something that looks like this in the image. And so whenever it finds an edge, it'll say, I found an edge over here. And then you assemble a bunch of those together, and you can make some more complicated things, which are pretty hard to make sense of. But okay, there's some kind of weird motifs of some sort, visual motifs. And then you assemble those together, and you get something like this. And at this stage, if you can look carefully, some of these things start to look like wheels. This thing looks like maybe the grill of the hood of a car or a honeycomb or something. I don't know. There are some things that look like birds and a nose of a dog or something. I don't know. Some weird things that are come up, but no human came up with these things. The computer, sort of the AI system, said these are interesting features, and if we can identify these features, then we can make really good classifiers that can tell you what's in this image. And so that idea was not very popular for a while, but Yann and company like stuck to their guns, and they really pushed on it. And it was a little bit later, around 2010, 2012, when that really first started to take off. So the recap on the language here is that we had AI, artificial intelligence, is the big idea. And then within that, there was a kind of specific set of algorithms and approaches, which were referred to as machine learning, that emerged kind of in the 1980s. And then within that, there was an even more specialized set of approaches that got dubbed deep learning, that kind of took off in the 2010s. And so here's an example from 2012. This is like one of the milestone papers where things finally started to really work. And it was a combination of having a lot of data, really fast computers, and then some algorithmic tricks. And so here's some, you give it some images of a dog or a cat, and this machine learning AI system is saying, I think this is a dog, I think this is a cat, with some high confidence. And again, this is easy to take for granted now, but like, and this wasn't that long ago, this was 2012. But within just a few years, these systems were actually beating humans.